Live from the Business Radio X studio inside Renaissance Bank, the bank that specializes in understanding you. It's time for North Fulton Business Radio.
And hello again, everyone. Welcome to another edition of North Fulton Business Radio. I'm John Ray, and no, we're not quite back in our normal haunt inside Renaissance Bank on Windward Parkway, but we're looking forward to that day someday when the pandemic will let us. In the meantime, Renaissance Bank branches are open and ready to serve you. And if you're tired of like 1-800 numbers and maybe a computerized banking and, you know, all the new quote unquote advances that you're being subjected to and having to deal with for your business, here's what you need to do. Go to renaissancebank.com, find their local office that is near you. They've got 200 across the South ready to serve you. Pick up the phone and give them a call. Now, what's going to happen is one of two things. You're either going to get a live person or you're going to get a live person's voicemail. Leave a message and they'll call you back and make an appointment with you, and you can come in and talk to a live person. And you'll be doing that with a bank that's big enough to serve your needs, but small enough to do it in a personal way. And I know that myself. So I don't talk about anybody on this show and support anybody on this show that I don't use myself, and that Renaissance Bank is one of them. So go check them out at renaissancebank.com. Renaissance Bank, understanding you, member FDIC. Now, speaking of someone else whose services that I use, and a lot of people that listen to this show know that, Essie Escobedo at Office Angels is joining us. Essie, welcome.
Thank you so much, John. It's a real pleasure.
Well, it's great to have you back. I talk about you all the time. You know that, don't you?
I do.
And it's my pleasure to talk about you because you and your angels do such a great job for me. But I wanted to get you on back. You were on the show, I don't know, 2 or 3 years ago, and I wanted to get you back and let's talk about what you're up to. But for those that don't know you, why don't you give them a little introduction to you and to Office Angels?
Okay. Hi, everyone. My name's Essie. I started this company 20 years ago when, you may recall, we had a recession. We had a dot-com bust. We had 9/11. And I saw an opportunity that I wanted, that I took advantage of. I saw all of the talent leaving corporate America because they were downsizing. And at the same time, high-speed internet came in, and PCs became very affordable. And I would hear people saying, oh, I'm going to set up my little home office. And I thought, well, what's a person going to do with a home office? How are they going to get business? How is that going to work? And, you know, internet was just really starting up. So I decided what I would do is I would attract that talent. I call it the stay-at-home workforce. And these are seasoned professionals who are really top level in their respective fields, administrative and bookkeeping and marketing and HR and specialty areas. And I would match them up with small business clients. Myself, having been one for the previous 25 years, I think like one and I act like one, and I know what the challenges are. And there were so many things that I wanted to get done for my former business that I just didn't know where to find the talent. And I assumed that I couldn't afford the talent. And so it never got done. So I brought this experience and started Office Angels. And here we are 20 years later.
Wow. You were, one of the things I like to say about you is you knew how to deal with a pandemic before it was cool, because you've been virtual for 20 years. I mean, you've run your business that way. when a lot of people haven't. And that's just the way you set it up and the way you've done it.
Well, I figured like this. I mean, there's so much work that could be done without having to get dressed, drive through the traffic, and go somewhere to get it done. It just made more sense and it was more efficient. And, you know, we do work in offices, but for the most part, it's virtual. And so, yeah, we little did we know we were well prepared.
Sure, for sure. Now, talk about the difference between your business model and a traditional staffing agency.
A traditional staffing agency sends out candidates, but they're, in my opinion, they're not really matching up, doing a really good job at matching up the skill set or, in my mind, the personality of the person. A lot of times it just doesn't work out well. The other piece is that our services are offered as needed. So basically, I make the match. I interview the client, find out what their pain points are. I give them a homework assignment. I say, I want you to make a wish list. As you go about your routine, your daily routine, jot down tasks that you don't necessarily have to do yourself. And they don't have to be in any particular order. And then we'll get together. We're going to prioritize the list. And we can start with one task. We don't have to think about doing the entire long list. But it helps me in the matchmaking process because I can find an angel who can execute most, if not all, of the tasks on that list. Or I can say, no, we cannot find one person who can do your marketing and your bookkeeping. Bookkeeping and marketing is like oil and vinegar. they don't mix.
Yeah, I could definitely see that.
So I can put a team together, actually. Mm-hmm. And then the other piece is that the services offered is needed. So like in this pandemic right now, some of our clients, I don't know of any of our clients who have actually gone out of business. But some of them have gone dormant during this time because they themselves don't have the revenue coming in. They don't have the work. Mm. So their angel is on hold. So it's very nimble. It's the service is as needed. So when you don't have the work, you're not paying for somebody to sit there and not have the work to do. Some of the clients are taking this opportunity to do house cleaning type work, infrastructure work. They're updating their websites. They're updating their literature, their forms and documents. We're helping them with filing and organizing, that kind of thing.
Now you're giving small business owners like me a whole lot more credit maybe than we probably deserve, that we're sitting here making a list of all these things we want to get off our plate. I mean, we're a lot of us, and I'm guilty. A lot of us are really doing tasks we shouldn't be doing. And we like cling on to these things, right? Like, and out of habit or whatever the reason, or we think we can't afford it or whatever. And you've written, actually, the title of your book that you wrote gets at that, right? Stop doing that.
Right. Stop doing that.
Yes.
Well, you know, you come to the place where, sure, you know, you first go into business and you say, well, I'm smart and I'm passionate about what I'm doing and I'm hardworking and I can do all these things. I can, you know, install QuickBooks and follow the prompts and figure out how to do my books. Mm-hmm. Well, you have to stop and think, is that counterproductive? First of all, most of the time you're going to make a mess that has to be cleaned up anyway. And it's much more expensive to clean up a mess than to prevent one from happening in the first place. Mm. But you have to stop and think, you know, shouldn't you be focusing on the things that only you can do? A lot of our clients are consultants and coaches, and they are the service providers. So they should be focusing on providing that service, maybe doing some business development work that we can help with and support. But they shouldn't be trying to do the minutiae that is necessary to keep that business humming and growing. So, the hardest thing for a small business owner, including myself, to do is to let go. Mm. But you have to bring in somebody that you trust. And I say, you know, we start relationships off with taking baby steps to establish a good process, a good flow, making sure that there's really good communication. And little by little, you start offloading tasks once you gain that trust and that confidence that this person is indeed going to represent you and your business well. And it seems to work.
Yeah. And that's where your angels come in, which is you've got the best name for a company I've ever heard, because they are angels. And, and I've seen a lot of their resumes, and these angels that you have are highly, highly qualified individuals that are working on a contract basis, because that's a choice for them. And they've got other circumstances, maybe family or life or whatever, that cause them to want to work in a flexible way.
Exactly. When I came up with the idea for Office Angels, and then I had to figure out a name. Actually, I came up with the name Office Angels in the Shower. That's my think tank. I thought about it, and I said, an angel is an entity that appears when in need, and quietly goes about taking care of whatever needs to be taken care of, and then is gone. So in that sense, my angels, I tell them, I said, we have to uphold a much higher standard. And I tell my clients that when we accept you to be one of our clients, you can consider yourself as having been adopted. And I say one of the best things that we can do for our clients is protect them from themselves. Mm. Sorry, guys. Small business owners often are shooting themselves in the foot. Mm. By not taking care of all the details. Mm-hmm. And the next thing you know, you're getting a notice from the IRS, or you're overdrawn on your bank. And this is not good.
No, that's not good. That's not good.
So we angels, we're protecting our clients. Mm.
So you deal with a lot of consultants. Your business started, here in the North Fulton area, but it's gone really nationwide. I mean, you've got clients all over the place. And we've got a lot of folks that are coming out of corporate right now, starting their own business. Talk about some of the things that you've seen that, where mistakes are made with new business owners, where they could, by utilizing you from the beginning, they could avoid some of those mistakes.
I think that when you're starting a business, you have to think that this is think of the goal of establishing a business that at some point in time, you're going to sell it, you're going to merge with another company. And you have to think in terms of putting in place a good infrastructure from the get-go. And what are all the different facets that need to be that need to mesh well together to make that business grow? You've got to take care of your finance. You've got to take care of admin, operations, HR, marketing. You just can't, a lot of people who are going into business for themselves are what in the E-Myth Revisited, which I highly recommend to anybody who's going into business, Michael Gerber, he calls them the technicians. These are the people who are actually doing the work. Well, if you're busy servicing the client, doing the work, who is taking care of the back office? Who's making sure that the bills are paid, that the payroll is done, that the facility is maintained, that the marketing is happening? So there's a lot of what I call chicken and feathers scenario. You have a really great engagement and you're working with the client and everything is wonderful, but your pipeline is empty now. And nobody's back there filling it for when this engagement is over and you can move on to the next one. And that's where I think a lot of that's when you have no chicken, you just have feathers.
Okay, so talk about the process. How does it work? Someone gives you a call and what happens?
Well, first of all, I made a decision that I was only going to take clients by referral. So I don't advertise. So I don't care about my SEO. my website is really a brochure because I really want people to be referred, because at that point in time, they're usually in pain and they're ready to listen and to take action. And because somebody's told them, you call Essie, right? So they call me and we have a long conversation, and I really try to get to know them, their personality, and it helps me figure out who might be a good fit from a personality standpoint, because to me that's probably the secret sauce of making it work, skill set being equal. So I ask a lot of questions. And as I mentioned earlier, I usually give them a homework assignment. and if they don't really know where to start, and then we have another conversation, and we prioritize, and we work out, we say, okay, let's work out a budget. We don't have any minimums for virtual work. However, from a scheduling standpoint, I need to find a person who's got the bandwidth. So I need to feel out the client in terms of what the workload is going to look like, how much time is going to be necessary to take care of the tasks. And then I say, well, why don't we do this? Why don't we start off with maybe 10 hours a month? We'll cap it at 10 hours a month, and we'll feel our way, see what can be accomplished in that amount of time. And that will be in alignment with your budget. And then we can reassess. And that really does work, because it gives the client the comfort level that we are going to be able to stay within their budget. Okay. And then I have a funny story I have to tell.
Please.
A client referred by his executive coach, and he was a very, very intense guy. And he was selling long-term care insurance. And he wanted somebody, this was years ago, he wanted somebody who could help with his business development. And he had purchased, before things went to the cloud, he had purchased software, CRM software, Salesforce. And he wanted, so it was sitting in the box And his coach told him, you are never going to achieve your goals unless you start using this software. Mm. So I found, you know, so I met with him and we agreed that it would be, again, it was 10 hours a month. So, and so I said, okay, I want you to send me a wish list. And he sent me a list that was pages long. And I get back to my office and I already knew who I was going to reach out to, one of my angels who is fabulous at business development. And she's having heart palpitations because she's saying, how am I going to do all this in 10 hours? I said, no, 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 darling. We're going to start off with just the top one thing on the list. Mm-hmm. And so we started. She got his CRM up and running. And a couple of weeks later, I check in. I say, how's it going? Are you happy? And he says, having Carrie work with me has enabled me to postpone my heart attack by several more years.
I love it.
I consider that to be one of the best testimonials I've ever gotten, but he won't let me use his name, so I can't use it.
I love that. It's life or death to use Office Angels. So folks, we're here chatting with Essie Escobedo. And she's the chief executive angel at Office Angels. You know, one of the things I marvel about you is how you put people together. Now, I'm talking about your angels with clients and how that ends up being the right fit. And what's your secret to that? What makes you so successful at that?
Well, you know, people have asked me that question. One thing I think is having run a business prior to this one for many, many years with about 75 employees, I think I developed a sixth sense about people, but I love people. I do. And I really spend the time really getting to know the client to the best of my ability. From a business standpoint, and also getting to know my angels, it's I trust my intuition a lot. I do. I consider intuition to be God speaking to me. Mm. That's my inner voice telling me, and if I don't follow my intuition, I usually get in trouble. So I want to tell everybody out there, trust your intuition, your gut. Mm. So I think it's listening to the clients and really taking notice of what's really troubling them and what is holding them back from, to me, being in small business, the first line of my mission statement is we restore joy to the life of the small business owner. I love being it's fun. It should be fun for everybody. Mm. And when you're not having fun, and I tell this to my angels, when I bring an opportunity and we go over it and I say, look, I want you to sleep on this. I don't want you to make a snap decision because if you're not having fun, it's not worth doing. So I want them to be excited about the opportunities and to feel that they're able to make a real difference. It's not about making some extra bucks. It's about the service. I ascribe to the servant leadership concept where I do believe that we are here to be of service. And I think once you have that mindset, the money will come. Mm.
So let's talk a little bit about, you talked about how the process works and what, you know, how you, work with a client on the front end, but talk about the cost benefit. How does a client evaluate the cost benefit of working with you and your angels?
Well, I always say to the clients, First, we have to earn your trust. Then we have to demonstrate that our services more than pay for themselves. Hmm. And that is something that we have to, it takes, we have to show that. And it doesn't take long for the client to realize that, number one, you know, whereas, well, I have to give examples. I had a professor at Georgia Tech that was referred, and he was spent the whole weekend trying to get a PowerPoint put together for this huge conference in front of his peers. And he's not a PowerPoint expert, and it just wasn't, it was, he didn't want to embarrass himself. Mm-hmm. So I said, sure. So I turned it over to Debbie, who I call my PowerPoint princess, and she knocked it out. And, you know, I checked back with him after he came back from the conference. And I said, Dr. Goodley, how did it go? And he said, are you happy? I always ask people, are you happy? He says, no, I'm not happy. And then there was a pregnant pause, and my heart went to my throat. And I said, oh, my goodness, what did we do? He says, I'm ecstatic.
I love it.
So every time he needs a PowerPoint, he just shoots it over to Debbie.
Mm-hmm.
So cost benefit, number one, he didn't have to spend his whole weekend struggling with it and it not even coming out right. Number two, he looked really, really good in front of his peers.
Mm-hmm.
And number three, it hardly cost him much of anything in terms of dollars and cents, because all of our pricing is affordable to small business owners. We don't charge big, huge corporate pricing, because those are not our clients.
Right, right. And again, you mentioned this before, but just to underline this, for those that are shy and timid about this, you don't have to come in committing to 10 hours or 20 hours or whatever. You can start with your toe in the water and see how it works out on one particular, like in this case, maybe you need a PowerPoint done, or maybe you need some, you know, a special project done, and you can see how it goes, right? And kind of go from there.
Right. You know, recently we had a client, it was a marketing company that one of their clients had a database that was in real bad shape. It had like four different sources, and it needed to be scrubbed and compiled and duplicates deleted. And so I said, well, why don't we do this? Why don't we start with the first 100 names and see how long it takes? And if your client, the marketing company's client, was happy, and then, you know, we'll go from there.
Mm-hmm.
And they were real. I mean, it took us no time. If you have somebody who really knows how to manipulate spreadsheets and get it, it doesn't take much time at all. But if you don't, there again. So, you know, like I said, we don't have any minimums, and I work out deals with every one of my clients and my angels. I want to make the match. I'm a professional matchmaker. So, I say to people, give it a go. I mean, the business owner who is spending their time doing work that is not generating, trickling down to bottom line to generate revenue and profit, is really not doing themselves a good service.
Now, you mentioned bookkeeping. You mentioned PowerPoint presentations. I think you had mentioned just general administrative tasks. Talk about some of the other services that you offer.
Well, we update websites. We can create simple websites. We help with social media. We help people who want to write books with copy editing and proofreading and formatting. It's so wide open because I have the angels. Creating standard operating procedures, helping with business development, getting speaking engagements, Zoom facilitation, organizing, scheduling, follow-ups. We can help with HR. Sometimes people who start off solo, it's time for them to start hiring their first employee, and that is a quantum leap right there. So we help them put a job description together, source, vet, interview, figure out what competitive pay and benefits might be. And this is all very small, because once a company is large enough, I always say, go outsource this to a HR company. But this is sort of on the beginning level.
Sure.
Some small companies, even if you only have one employee, if you don't have an employee handbook, you are setting yourself up for big trouble. And once you have that handbook, you have to follow it. You have to implement it. That's just a smattering of the things that we can help small businesses with. One of the things that we outsource, because I look for referral partners, don't accept or pay any referral fees. I want it to be a pure relationship. But when small business attorneys, tax accountants, insurance people, IT people, all of those things are things that we do not do. We don't process payroll. So I have referral. I make good referrals to people who I know are going to take good care of our clients, that are handholding, that like working with the smallest of the small business owners.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I'm still having to ask questions about COVID. I'll be glad when I don't have to ask questions about that anymore. One of these days, but I wish you'd address just in general how small business owners are changing the way they do business because of COVID. What are you seeing there?
Well, it used to be that clients would, some of them preferred to have their angel come to their office, which we do. But now that is not possible for the most part. And so the clients have become much more open to the notion of getting the work done remotely. It's a matter of necessity. And I think that's going to continue on once this nightmare is over with, that business owners are going to be a lot more open to the whole idea. Some business owners said like to have tight control, but they're finding that my angels actually give them a lot higher quality of work in a shorter period of time than people who are actually in the office, because you have a concentrated effort. I think that's the main difference, because for the most part, we were working virtually to begin with. We have since COVID, I counted, we have 36 new clients. And
wow.
These are clients that are not just one-off. These are clients that are ongoing.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm very blessed and grateful.
That's awesome. Great work here, folks, from SES Gabito, and she's the chief executive angel over at Office Angels. Essie, this has been great. I could talk to you for a long time, and I sometimes do sometimes because you've been helpful to me in my business. So thank you for that.
I'm going to publicly say that.
So
you've been a real champion for Office Angels. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Appreciate what you've done for me and my business. But we want to get to the most important question, which is for those that have heard this conversation and would like to be in touch with you, tell them how they can do that.
Well, call me, 770-442-9246. That's my office number. Text me, 404-683-1634. Email me, Essie@officeangels.us.
There's only one Essie, Essie Escobedo at Office Angels. Essie, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, John.
Folks, just a quick reminder that if you like the show, we would love it if you would go on your favorite podcast app and go subscribe. The search term is North Fulton Business Radio, and give us a 5-star review. Now, it's not about me. It's not about the show. It's about the guest we have and the folks that need the services of our guest. Makes it easier for them to be found. So if you could do that for us, we would appreciate it. And you can also connect with us on social media. So North Fulton BRX, we're on LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter. So for my guest, Essie Escobedo of Office Angels, I'm John Ray. Join us next time here on North Fulton Business Radio.